I'm Gavin Munro, we're Full Grown, and we grow trees directly into the shapes of chairs and tables and lamps. We were in the Saturday Times, and that seemed to start off a bit of an avalanche of media interest from all over the world. We called the Department for International Trade. Lady came out, really broke it down, helping us know what to do and in what order. And it meant that we could get our products to America, which was one of the main areas of interest. If we can, you can. Search Exporting is Great.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Just saying. Okay.
Can't have a burger without Megan Berg.
Kelly Barlow. When she goes Barlow, we go high-low.
And Christy Dougherty, the OG Prime Supreme.
Plus our super premium sponsors.
Kelly Grant, the Grantmaster.
And Lizzie Drucker, a fine mother.
Watch What Crappens. Watch What Crappens. Who cares what happens when there's so much that crappens?
Crappens. Crappens.
Crappens. Watch What Crappens. Watch What Crappens. Who cares what happens when there's so much that crappens? Watch What Crappens. Who cares what happens when there's so much that crappens?
Hey everyone, welcome to Watch What Crappens, a podcast about all that crap on Bravo that we just love to watch. I'm Ben Mandelker from BsideBlog.com and the Banter Blender podcast. And joining me on a rainy Friday here in Los Angeles is the one, the only, the irreplaceable, the just absolutely perfect Ronnie Karam from TrashTalkTV.com and the Rose Pricks Bachelor podcast. What's up, Ronnie?
Well, hello. What a sweet way to say my name.
Say my name, say my name. You know,
you're
that song.
Of city, you're not calling me baby.
You know, that song, not only is it almost 20 years old, but it was sung by Destiny's Child. And I can't be sure about all the Destiny's Children, but I do know one thing about Beyonce. She's from Houston. And guess what? A week from today, we are going to Houston for our Houston show. Tickets are available, but we got the official low ticket alert thing. So get them now. Go to watchacrappens.com, buy the tickets. We're going to have fun. We're talking Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, the classic episode, the dinner party from hell with the Camille Grammer martinis, whatever they were called. I have to refresh myself. Alison Dubois. We're going to have a blast at this show. Get your tickets because who knows when we're coming back to Houston or even Texas. All right, y'all? So go do
good
it.
Good Lord. Wow. So like, bye Texas, we're done.
Bye Texas. Well, we're going to try to, like, not kill ourselves with touring, you know? So we're going to sort of just do one show a month starting in September. So that means we're only going to be doing, you know, like, we're not going to be able to hit as many places as we are going to be hitting between now and then. So I'm just being real, okay? Just keeping it real.
Yeah, get real. Keep it real, Ben.
You ain't calling me baby, acting kind of shady, something, something game.
Say my name.
Rondo.
Ben.
No one is around you. Say, baby, I love you. Something, something rhymes with game.
Ronnie, can you handle this?
Beyonce, can you handle this? Benjamin, can you handle this?
Lucy
Mr. Mandelker.
And my girl, we're just like mixing up all the Destiny's Child song. I'm a Survivor, which premiered on Wednesday, but we're not going to talk about it because we talk about Bravo.
Bills, bills, pay my telephone bill.
No, you said, yeah. I said, no. You know what, Ronnie? You're just being a bugaboo at this point. So you're probably wondering, why are Ben and Ronnie so crazy right now? Normally on Fridays, we do our Top Chef recap. Well, sometimes things come down from the Bravo gods that just need to be addressed. And they can't even be addressed on a bonus episode. They need to be addressed on a main show right away. And we're talking about the trailer for Real Housewives of New York City, which just arrived yesterday.
Not even watched it yet because I've been waiting for the show to do it. And I feel like Top Chef really threw down with the trailer and it was like, Watch What Crappens. Did you mean to make this a competition? And I was like, yes, Padma, because, and I hate that I'm calling her Padma now. I've been brainwashed by Tom. But she's made this a competition because theirs was about trout faces. And then this preview came out, which is full of trout faces. And I'm like, oh my God, which trout face competition are we going to watch first?
On Bravo, one day you're in and another day you're trout. So that's an old school Bravo callback, but a current Lifetime television callback. So here's the deal. There's no Real Housewives of Atlanta on Sunday night because of the Oscars. So we're just going to do Top Chef on Monday. And today we're going to break down in incredible detail, frame by frame practically, or at least shot by shot, the new trailer from Real Housewives of New York City. Now, I do want to say that I feel bad because Southern Charm just dropped their super trailer last week. And we haven't gotten around to even covering it yet. And then just when we're sort of like getting through it, sort of starting to get to that place where we can cover the Southern Charm trailer, here comes New York, the 300-pound gorilla slash trout face, you know, taking priority. It's almost not fair.
It isn't fair, but you know what? Neither is skipping Married to Medicine every single week. Like, I would say, let's just skip Married to Medicine on the bonus and do Southern Charm.
No.
But we can't because it's the Married to Medicine season finale. But then I saw that Married to Medicine has three fucking reunions for their 14-episode shows.
Why do they need three reunions? Every episode feels like a reunion. Every episode is them all getting together, hashing it out.
And I've enjoyed the show this season, but enough with this. No one needs three parts for that fucking show this season, okay? Nobody.
Yeah. So, well, we'll figure out. We'll get Southern Charm covered, that trailer. But in the meantime, this is something that we normally do on our bonus episodes. We break down trailers shot by shot when they come out. So if you enjoy this today, by the way, feel free to support us on Patreon, patreon.com/watchourcrapins, and you can listen to our previous trailer breakdowns and listen to future ones, like the Southern Charm one. But yes. New York is too big. This is going to be too epic of a season to not address on the main show. So we decided we've loaded up the trailer into Final Cut, and we're going to go shot by shot. There's some moments where it's like a few shots pushed together. But we're going to do this. And for people who have not seen us do this before, it's usually a little bit of a sloppy experience, but we get through it and have a good time.
Yes.
It's a sloppy, disorganized experience of pressing play and pressing stop and pressing play and pressing stop, but it's important to deconstruct.
And I'm feeling like super antsy about it because the very first shot in the video is of a green light. So I'm staring at this green light like, go, 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 go. And then we don't go.
But and then it's a hidden message.
Green light, green light.
Yeah, it's a hidden message to Bravo superfan John Legend. That's what I say. And we also, God, we also have to address the fact that Luann had her, oh my God, there's just so much.
No, we can't. I feel like that's a whole other thing.
She had her cabaret.
Going to be the finale of Real Housewives of New York. That's where they were shooting the finale episode. So
were they?
Okay. I'm sure we'll get to break that down fully.
Okay. So,
but in this one, the very first shot, yes, there's a green light. They're in traffic or something. Now look up by the street lamp, Ben. Do you see the upside down rainbow?
I do. I sort of assume it's a reflection. It's a reflection from the dashboard. But either way, it's some sort of like spectral presence as if to warn us. What you're about to see cannot be unseen, and you're going to get a call after this trailer that says, in 7 days from now, you're not going to die, you're just going to be arrested in Palm Beach.
Yeah, probably.
You're like, I don't know what I'm doing. I'm booking a flight to Palm Beach. I can't help myself.
I just see an upside down rainbow. Like, this season is promising. Like, it's season 10. Even the Care Bears are going to die. Like, no one is safe. Okay.
Yeah, no one is safe. Okay, are we ready to do this, the first shot?
Yes.
Okay, so I am going to do a countdown, and then it's going to play the shot, and then it'll just stop, and that's when you just stop, okay?
Okay.
Ready? 3, 2, 1.
What are we doing? Hey! You nearly killed the Con Ed guy.
Sorry.
Why is Dorinda driving? Why is this even allowed? Remember last year when she drove to the Berkshires and she left her, or she drove to the Hamptons or whatever, and left all of her luggage at home?
Yes. Oh, yes. So let's set the stage. When it's kind of amazing to have the first line of the trailer be Carol going, "What are we doing?" It's Dorinda, Carol, and Tinsley in some sort of multi-windowed vehicle, and Carol is not even bothering to wear a seatbelt belt. She's just sitting there in a Dartmouth sweatshirt, no less, so I felt a lot of school pride. She's just sitting there in the passenger seat without her seatbelt on. That already is very alarming.
Because I'm youthful. You know, sometimes youthful people don't understand how close death can be. I'm going to put my knees on the seat.
Like, oh, good.
Yeah, her knees are on. She has a knee up on the seat because she's just so youthful. She's probably that person who, in the summer, she rolls out a window and puts a foot out by the mirror.
That is her. She's like,
look, and I'm wearing a flip-flop, which could fall off at any moment because I'm youthful.
you know who's not youthful? Dorinda, look. Look under Dorinda's armrest. Is that a charger for like AA batteries? Because that is so Dorinda. Like, I need to plug this in the car. You never know when you're gonna need AA batteries.
Sorry. I'm expanding to look large, and I made the audio go. I'm looking to see what it is. I can't tell. I honestly can't tell. But I can imagine her charging her double A's for her Walkman. Yeah, hey, listen, you want to have some music on this trip, then you got to charge the batteries. Disc Man doesn't power itself, okay? Richard always say, if whatever the Disc Man does, think of me going round and round like life, like the discs.
The only man allowed on the girl's trip is the Disc Man, okay?
By the way, Tinsley is in the backseat. Next to some sort of frilly pillow, which I imagine, like, her mom, Dale, gave her. And she's like, I have to bring it on a cast trip.
That is. I'm looking at it right now. And Tinsley does that thing, you know, the mom guard, where you're about to crash and your arm automatically goes over the guardian child. But it's like this Meemaw Bello from Cracker Barrel.
Yeah, she's like, her first instinct is to protect the pillow. Yeah. Even though the pillow is essentially automatically protected by being a pillow.
Don't hurt my pillow. My mom gave this to me.
It's not that easy to get over. Ready for the next shot?
Wait, hold on. Let me get back there because I pressed go back so that I could see.
Yeah, the next thing you're going to see at the beginning of the next shot is Dorinda dressed like Mrs. Claus. That's the beginning of the next shot. This is going this is going to be a series of shots. Okay, ready?
You almost killed the Con Edison guy.
Oh, wait, hold on.
Well, Carol, guess what? Why don't you buckle your seatbelt? Dorinda's driving. You should know better. You should have a helmet on.
My next shot is Sonia dancing around and Mark...
maybe that's what...
Grouch... Marco Grouch? What am I trying to say?
I'm just going to pray. Three. It's just a bunch of things. Okay, ready?
Okay.
3, 2, 1.
This season on The Real Housewives of New York City.
This is the money move! Tuck in your penis then!
You're right. There was Sonia. Sonia is there in a Groucho Marx nose and glasses, and it looks like someone is swinging a talus near her. I can't tell. I don't really know what's happening. I see balloons.
Well, Sonia spends a lot because in that performance you brought up of Luann's cabaret, come to the cabaret, old chum. Sonia's dancing around doing vagina dances in her gold sequin dress. And here she's dancing around in her gold sequin dress and Groucho Marx glasses screaming about penises. So, you know, I feel like Sonia's consistent.
Yeah, no, she really is. And then Dorinda is doing some sort of like chesty Mrs. Claus situation. And Bethany is just like a topless lady elf sitting on the ground. So clearly we have a Berkshire's moment happening that could be quite alarming.
Well, you got to hand it to Dorinda excusing her boyfriend at a different level. Like, he's supposed to be like that. He's Santa Claus. He's just staying in character. I'm going to take a minute to get my Dorinda back because good Lord, it's been a lot of time. And now she's just like, I don't know, some drunk old guy on the... She's basically me drunk in the middle of the night right now.
Yeah, you just have to slur your words and you'll be back in Dorinda mode. It'll be fine. So yeah, there's Sonia in that gold dress dancing around. And there's like a bunch of gays there's like a gay Joel McHale just laughing at her. And a drag queen.
Gay Joel McHale.
Do you see him?
And a drag queen. Yes.
He's in like a red plaid. And then there's like a zombie. There's like a red zombie who's dressed sort of like Lady Gaga circa 6 years ago. Remember when Lady Gaga was going through that red lacy phase where she was wearing red lace? It's like there's a gay who looks sort of like a zombified male Lady Gaga meets David Bowie in the next
Yes, and he's wearing big gold chains and like a red lace jumpsuit, which, you know, I don't know. I feel like all of this is Sonia's fault. This looks like a Sonia crowd to me. It's like a drag queen, gay Joel McHale, and a guy in a leather lace suit and big gold chains. Like, yeah. That's Sonia if I ever heard it.
Well, they've all been told something else to show up for. Like, one guy got an invitation saying, hey, it's Christmas in July. Another one got something saying, hey, it's spooky time. And another one just got something that was like, potluck for pickles.
Bethany got one that said, it's about skinny girls. She's like,
all right, I'll show up.
All right, I'll show up. I'm here. This is a cheetah party. You know what? This is a cheetah party. This reminds me of my lunch party. There's a cheetah party right now. Like, what's the matter? What's going on? There's like a bear. There's a guy with a beard. What's going on with him? Is that Zach Galifianakis? No. It's not. But he's holding a Bloody Mary or something. I don't know.
There's a really creepy Macaulay Culkin type hanging out behind them. Do you see? Coming in the door. He's like, ooh! I love shot by shots. You see so many things. In between the drag queen and the lace leather
suit.
Oh,
yes. There he is. This is. I do actually feel like I'm in one of those like CSI episodes. Like, look, right there. Pause it. Go back. You know, we should also mention there's a shot of Tinsley, Dorinda, and Ramona sort of doing, looks like some sort of Celtic folk dance in the Berkshires by all those like disgusting purple couches. It's like a little like river dance, maybe. It's the Berkshires.
Oh, so what's next?
Okay, ready?
Did we already see Bethany slap high fives with Dorinda?
This is where we're starting. This is just like a very tiny clip. Okay, ready?
Three. Okay, ready.
Two, one. It's just basically more festive. It's. Looks like Luann has a boa on and she's straddled. She's giving a lap dance to Sonia. Tinsley is bounding around in the back with no pants. No pants. Now that's interesting. She's wearing a white sweater, no pants, and boots.
Okay, press play. I don't have anything to say, but this next scene looks so good.
Okay, ready?
Yeah. You look like a woman who just got arrested.
Now that is some foreshadowing. This is the women are all standing. You may have seen this image on social media. It's basically the cast minus Luann. And they're all at something called Con Body. And it looks like I guess it's probably some fitness thing where you're getting a jail, like a prison yard workout.
Yeah. Oh my God. It's like you do some burpees and get a dirty Sanchez and then you're out of there. Drop the soap.
Yeah. They're all holding up little mugshots of themselves.
And Sonia's drinking Poland Spring. LOL. I don't know why that's funny, but to me it is.
Dorinda looks confused. I think she thought she was going to Kinko's. She's like, all right, well, I got my printout. All right.
I thought you guys were going to put me on a mug.
You guys sell paper? Where's the paper clips here? I need a paper clip. There's a lot of printouts here. What's going on?
She's like, Kinko, tell me what time the next movie is.
They're like, that's Siri.
Has anyone seen this lady? Has anyone seen her? That's you. Oh! Well, that works out well. It's easy. All right.
Isn't it funny how you can go around the whole world not even seeing yourself? You see other people, but where's me? Where's Dorinda? I'm on this paper. Thanks, Kinko.
You see a piece of paper. You see yourself. You go around the world. You're not happy. It's a clip, but I need a paper clip. Paper clip. Clip. Putting on a coffee mug. That's when you sell online, John.
Trademark it,
and then, John.
Guess what Ramona is doing through all of this? Texting. As usual. She's like, how does this go on the Snapchat? She's getting like accidental green marks from the pencil on Snapchat because she still doesn't know how to use it, which is true. She's still doing that shit.
She's like, I thought I was going to get a dye job here. Isn't this place called Combo Dye? Like you get dye combos? Like, no, it's Con Body, not Combo Dye.
I love corn. It's like, no, Ramona. I'm Snapchatting corn. Look, there's little dots all over the screen. Why is that happening? She just keeps pressing it.
Ramona, it's not how to use Snapchat.
I'm concerned about acid rain. I keep getting little green raindrops on my phone screen, okay?
I love prints.
So, ready for the next clip?
Yeah.
We have not seen each other for over, 2 months.
Oh, my God! You sure?
Okay. This is Tinsley getting her makeup done by guess who?
I can't even tell. Tell me. I'll rewind. I'm taking a screenshot.
It's Priv.
I'm taking a screenshot of Tinsley running away from her boyfriend at the door he's about to murder her.
This is truly like this needs to be a gif. like I've never seen terror the way I've seen it in Tinsley's face running away. This is how she gets those curls in her iconic curl. She just runs away frightened from the door every time, and just her hair just coils up.
She calls Amazon Prime and then screams when they show up. She's like, Priv really, because in this scene, I'm so sorry that I was further than you.
It's okay.
But Priv is like, Priv really deserves whatever goddamn money they're charging. I know they're doing free stuff for all these Bravo shows, but they have to listen to all these bitches with no friends talk about their lives. Like, Tinsley's sitting there like, oh, you know, like, we haven't even seen each other for 2 months. And the Priv girl's like, I'm already doing this for free. I know your ass ain't going to tip me.
Yeah, exactly. The Priv girl looks a little bit like Alana Glazer, if you ask me. I think that this is, like, Priv's shining moment is actually getting into the trailer for Real Housewives of New York City. That is that's a premium spot in the Bravo universe.
Yes. So the next shot that we saw was the Coupon King coming to the door with some Ralph's roses.
Yeah.
And she's like, she answers the door and she goes, "Bleh!" Just runs away. And it looks like she falls down off camera.
The terror is pure. I'm just looking. She does fall down. It looks like, I think we're meant to believe that she's falling down and crying because she's so happy. But I think she's more like, oh my God, how many times do I have to move apartments? He still finds me. It's like, well, Tinsley, you still have to leave the Upper East Side if you don't want to be found. She's like, I keep chaining apartments in the same building. He keeps finding me. Are you okay?
Sorry, still coughing. Yeah.
Are you feeling better, by the way?
I feel so much better, but I still have a little cough. And now, of course, I'm going to cough my lungs out because you're making me laugh so much.
Oh, sorry.
But maybe, yeah, don't make me laugh, Ben. Maybe she's just allergic to roses.
Maybe she was just, like, really waiting. Maybe she's been, like, it's been, like, 2 hours. DoorDash said the Chinese food was going to arrive, you know, an hour and a half ago. And she just wants her Chinese food. And she opens it up. She's like, oh, God, it's finally here. I get my General Tso's chicken. And she opens it up, and it's this guy. And she's like, no. No, it's never going to get here.
I feel like her reaction would be the same if it was the chicken.
Like, I thought it was Indian food.
Oh!
She just starts crying.
God! I just played it again because I'm making an Instagram of it that I can post right now on our Instagram in case anybody needs to see it, because that is the funniest shit I've seen in a long time. Oh my God.
I like to think also that maybe he has come with dinner and she has got so sick of waiting that she finally just went and ate like a lean cuisine, and now he finally just like, I just ate, ruined the whole thing.
Oh my God!
All right, ready to go on the next one?
Oh, wait, hold on. Okay. Let me gather myself.
Gather yourself. Gather yourself. Because it gets, there's like a lot of good shit in this trailer. Spoiler alert, the one thing that's not in the trailer is I didn't see any footage from the boat ride from hell. And I'm hoping that's going to be saved for us. I am scared that the rumors are true that the women are going to try to sue. Because if they sue, I'm afraid that footage is going to get like torn up, not torn up, but like caught up in legal stuff.
That would be a shame. I know, but they should sue. I mean, who does that? You know, I get like one from The Bachelor sues. And that's basically like, would you enjoy a lifetime full of scabs and, you know, warts or whatever? And they're like, sure. And nobody sues. So
yeah.
I don't know. I guess it's not the same thing. It's just sinking women. Okay. Yeah. That's what they have.
Yeah. Yeah. We still do get to see a sinking ship. It's just more of a metaphorical one. Hello. This is Countess Luanne de Lesseps. I'm going to kill you all, but not before this ad. Would you believe it, girls? We have an ad. Ready?
Yes.
You're not bisexual.
No.
If I buy you something, will you get sexual?
So that's Sonia with, I'm assuming, a gay.
Some random gay. Well, I don't know. I think she's going to pretend to date him because a gay person, well, I'd like to think gay people, and this is coming from an Old Navy gay, obviously, but I would like to think gays don't wear motorcycle jackets that plasticky looking.
Yeah, I think they get the real ones.
Yeah, this is like a very Dillard straight guy. Like, look, I saved seals. And it's like, you know that jackets aren't normally made from seals, right, stupid person? That's this guy. And he has like a weirdly cut beard. I don't know. I'm not sure what to think of him.
He reminds me a lot of the gays, my gay friends who live on the east side of Los Angeles. You know, like he should be at Akbar.
Yes. Yes, and he probably will be, and has been many times.
Yeah.
Also, so Sonia's telling him, oh, I'm a bisexual. Sonia, you have brown eyes, okay? stop worrying about your sexuality and clean your ashtray.
Well, no, she's asking him if he's bisexual, and he's like, no. And she goes, if I buy you something, does that make you sexual or something like that?
Oh, I thought she said when you buy, are you a bisexual? Like the minute it gets sexual, you go bye-bye?
Oh, maybe. We may have to circle back to this.
Okay, but can I say one more thing? Yeah. I'm really proud of Sonia on her path to like semi-sobriety, or at least non-24-hour-a-day drunkenness, because look at all the greenery she has kept alive in
I
her
know,
kitchen.
She has a full-on tree on her counter. It's not even like
five.
A plant.
Yeah,
she has a full tree.
Mm-hmm. Then she has that whole trellis behind it, and then like three or four plants. Granted, one of them's probably one of those potatoes you just leave in water. I don't care. Like, it's alive. And I learned from that Sandra Bullock movie, 28 Days Later, or 28 Days, or whatever, that if you can keep a plant alive, soon, you know, she can have a boyfriend.
Yeah. And you know what? She obviously likes juicing because she's got a juicer and a NutriBullet. So she is covered on all fronts. And she even has a bread. What do you call those things? You put the bread in and it closes.
A bread box.
A bread box.
Ooh, I love it. I love that I knew something.
Yeah, a bread box. I once was in the market for one. Then I was like, do I really need a bread box? I don't think so. Okay.
No one does. And guess what? If you get one, they're going to have flies in them anyway.
Yeah,
my mom has
huge.
A bread box and hates bread. And so whenever I go home, I open the bread box and little tiny fruit flies come out. I'm like, Mom, what is this, a prison for the flies? Just let it go. Just stop buying bread.
Okay, so here comes the next clip. Ready?
Yeah.
Adam says, I went on a date with someone and I like her.
Wait, what?
So Adam is dating someone else now, apparently. That was Carol telling that to Tinsley. Second of all, a lot of Tinsley, we are now like 28 seconds into this trailer. A lot of Tinsley.
Yeah, it's making me uncomfortable, even though I really like Tinsley.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's making me uncomfortable, although I did love that she fell down. I'm never going to forget that, okay? Tinsley's already one of my MVPs for the season just from that falling down after seeing her boyfriend thing.
Yeah, no, that was good. She does terror well. She's a really good, horrified person, you know?
She's a good terror victim. Good
yeah,
job.
Really
good
great,
job,
great work. Okay,
so
ready?
What the hell is with Carol? She's like, Adam went on a date and he said he really likes her. Well, what do you think is going to happen when you're like, get out of my house. You're not taking any of my shit. I hate you. Take your old ass flower and I'm going to have an open relationship. And then he's like, okay, I'm having an open relationship. And she's like, why are you having an open relationship?
Listen, Carol, you say the word and we'll leak that nude photo of him. You just say the word. We'll get the revenge
Girl.
You need.
I've got that saved on five different hard drives. I was like, and I don't care if there's a flood, a hurricane, a computer meltdown. I don't care. I've got it saved in different parts of the world, okay?
Yes. Okay. We should also mention that Carol, in case anyone hasn't seen it, Carol's hair is now blonde and short. She sort of has like a, she sort of has the Luann Bethany hair now, but blonde.
Oh, Snapple. Man, yeah. Those are fighting words.
Yeah. Well, you know, Luann is a trendsetter. you don't just get a spot at Feinstein's without being a trendsetter in some way.
You can get my hair, but you can't get my friendship with Tommy Toon. I'll tell you that much.
Would you believe it? They all have my hair. Every single one of them.
She's talking about a bunch of soccer moms. Yeah. Okay.
Ready for the next one?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Paquito más de water.
Oh my God, these houses have been decimated.
Feliz Navidad. Oh, he's crying. Aww.
So this is like the meaningful part of the trailer and the season, obviously, where clearly they went down to Puerto Rico because that's Bethany was doing a huge amount of stuff with Puerto Rico with her. This is a crisis. There's a hashtag. There's a crisis mission. So,
I love that she's like, I gotta go save Puerto Rico. All right, let's get some shirts made. Hashtag this is a crisis, just in case anyone's confused. Maybe you should put those in Spanish.
Yeah, I mean, the funny thing is, well, someone does have a t-shirt that says something Equito with Puerto Rico. But the funny thing is that she's doing, I don't want to take away from the great work that she has done, and I'm assuming continues to do down there. But I still can't help laughing and be like, oh my God, look, he's crying. Oh yeah, let me give him a hug. All right, I'm going to hug you. All right, come into my bony hug. All right, there. Do you feel loved? Feel better?
Get him over here, old person. Come over here, old person.
What's going on? Hey. You want a hug?
Hey, bag of ants, get over here. Hey,
Senor Bagger Vance, get over here.
He's wearing a little golf hat.
He's like, come here. I'm going to hug you really hard. Do you know what a hashtag is? That's what I thought, okay? Look, you know, I can't give you water. I can't give you bread, but I can give you knowledge. This is what a hashtag is. It's like a number sign, except it's a crisis right now, okay? It's a crisis. Tell your amigos, okay?
Do you feel like you've been uncrisised? Yeah, I give you a hug. What's the matter? What's going on?
Skinny Puerto Ricans. Okay.
Like, literally, if I have to hear more about this, like, just like, tell me right now. Okay. If there's like another hurricane comes through, like, honestly, like, tell me now. Like, we just stop it. Like, it's over. It's done. By the way.
Skinny El Nino. Okay. Skinny El Nino. Tell your friends. He's like, oh no, that's a storm. Like, I don't know what he said.
Side note, as we record this, there's a winter storm hammering the Northeast. So, first of all, hope everyone's okay. But the winter storm, but the winter storm is called Riley. So on the Weather Channel, it says like Winter Storm Riley is, it said Winter Storm Riley has like reached a state of bombogenesis. It's like bombogenesis because I guess it's like essentially like whipping up into a frenzy but stagnating at the same time. So I was like,
that's so Riley,
Riley. But the wind sounds like better late than never.
Getting yourself riled up and going stagnant at the same time is like when Riley was recording and Candy's like, come on, Riley, give me some energy. She's like, better late than never.
That's it, Riley.
That's what it sounds like when your building is like shaking with the snow.
Oh my god. Also, everyone over there, hope you're okay. Sorry about joking about storms.
Yeah, to both places, Puerto Rico and Northeast. Obviously, it's very serious. My god. We're just trying to bring levity. Just trying to bring levity. That's all. And by the way, we get emails every now and then where people talk about the shit that they go through in the podcast, helps them through, and just want to say we are very humbled by that. So we're not totally an asshole. Anywho,
and you're like, see, we're not total assholes. We get letters sometimes.
Okay. No. Meaning that like we hear it, we feel it. We appreciate it, respect it. It's raining. I can't think straight. Okay. Ready?
Yeah.
It's probably the scariest place I've ever been.
This is Carol running in the marathon.
Running a marathon?
It's the scariest place I've ever been. A marathon!
You know that clip from like the 60s or whatever where a whole bunch of snacks are like, let's go out to the movies. Let's go out to the movies. You know, it's like
that's
a hot
from
dog.
The movies.
Yeah, it's like a hot dog and like a soda and a thing of popcorn. They're like walking along. I feel like Carol running in the marathon looks like a snack that got left behind in the parade. She's like, wait for me. I want to go to the movies too. It's like a hot dog that got left behind or a piece of bacon.
She's like a raisinette in the back.
Like, yeah. I want to go to the movies. I have myself some fun.
It's like, that's so useful going to the movies. She's like,
is there an intermission?
No, Carol. There hasn't been an intermission since Gone with the Wind, Carol.
And Amadeus. So yeah, that's basically it.
But yeah, she was like totally scared. And I'm making fun of her, but I mean, that's the scariest thing in my life too. The thought of a marathon. I mean, it almost makes me want to fall over dead.
Oh, I would never do it. I would never.
Me neither. Gross.
Mm-mm. You know what I'd like to do? Sit. Okay. Ready?
Yeah.
Okay.
Someone get a doctor!
Help him! I have a fritter in my hand.
Is he dead?
He is dead.
Oh, are we ready to die? Because I'm really hungry.
So. There, it looks like it's a murder mystery happening in the Berkshires, right?
Yeah, I think it's a murder mystery party, which is weird because we were just talking about these. Why were we just talking about murder mystery parties?
Because I put you on the spot. Remember, I was like, Ronnie, we should do a Watch What Crappens murder mystery party. And you're like, why do you do this to me on the air?
Yes, because I'm still traumatized by my mother's murder mystery parties.
So this looks great. Aside from the fact that it's in the Berkshires, so it's going to be automatically great. They are all in costume, like from the 20s, and some guy falls over, quote unquote, dead, and someone's like, "Someone help him!" And Bethany's like, "Well, I can't. I got a fritter in my hand. I can't help." Which I was like, #Hashtag This is a crisis. Someone died. Okay, is this what you call outreach? Because this is not. It's not very good. This is what Bethany would be like in a murder. You know, like I don't want. I'm holding a fritter. What do you want me to do? Huh?
Well, to be fair, she did do just what she did in Puerto Rico. She made a hashtag flapper dress that says, hashtag, this is really, really a crisis. Fritter.
What's the matter? What's going on? Someone died? Like, literally, if someone tells me about the dead person, I'm just going to, like, cozy up next to him and just, like, die next to him. Like, we'll just both be dead. Like, honestly, like, I can't. It's, like, too much in the Berkshires. I can't.
Also, another congrats to Sonia and her newfound kind of sobriety, because there's a guy laying on the floor and she hasn't taken a seat on his face. So,
yeah.
Good for you. Good restraint.
Sonia is wearing a pinstripe suit without a shirt, but with a tie and glasses. So and then pearls. So there's like the pearls seem to suggest flapper. The suit suggests like, hey, let's do kind of like a drag Dick Tracy moment. The glasses are just like, hey, do you remember when I was in Sex Tips for Straight Women by Gay Men? And the thing in the hair is just, I think it just fell there. Just fell.
Yeah, basically, if you're drunk for a really long time, don't get sober, because when you get sober, it looks like this.
Yeah.
It's like worse than the drunk.
Yeah. Also, this is our first sort of like Ramona moment. We don't really see her, but she's like, is he dead yet? Because I'm getting really hungry. I'd like to have dinner now soon. Okay. I'm sorry. I know it's a murder mystery. Who's going to kill my appetite? Because you know what? I'm so hungry. Okay.
Who's eating Gilbert Grape? I'll tell you who. Me. Because I'm so goddamn hungry. I'm watching that guy sleep on the ground.
Whoa. This is crazy. This reminds me this one time when I was a little girl and I was walking around a dinner party. Then someone just dropped dead. I was like, hey, can we get an ambulance? And Jodine Parsons-Smith said, hey, little girl, it's a murder mystery party. It's not a person who really died. Just get over it. You have to be better at understanding things around you. And to this day, I've never been able to look at murders the same way. I think they're all just big parties, okay? I'm sorry. But like,
murder
faking
party,
a murder
okay?
is day class say. Let's face it, okay?
Now I turn on Law and Order and it feels like I'm watching a game of Twister.
Jack the Ripper was probably a very fun man. My mother always
ripping jokes.
My mother always said you have to learn how to throw your own murder mystery party, because you don't want to rely on a man throw a murder mystery party for you, Dick Wolf.
Oh, these poor things. Are they going to have dinner with this loser? Because it's not like they can just get it back to New York City, you know, quickly.
Those actors probably all changed their script right away. We're like, let's just all die. Let's just die.
We were all killed by the plague that's called Real Housewives of New York's personalities. Okay? Okay, let's press play.
You're being defensive.
You're being defensive.
I'm not sure Carol's as excited to see me as she used to be.
Wow. Oh, well, God forbid. Maybe it's your glitter Daisy Duke shirt. Or whatever the hell she's wearing in this.
It's like a trellis. It's like a glittery trellis on her shirt.
And this is also such a reason that Lisa Vanderpump would be mad at somebody.
I don't think Carol is, like, excited as she used to be when she saw me. Right? Like, she used to be more excited. Remember? What happened, Carol? What happened to the excitement? Where is it?
And by the way, do you see when Carol is talking back to... Because the clip is Bethany saying, don't be so defensive. And then Carol saying, you're defensive. Do you see the way Ramona's looking at Bethany? Like, look. My little broken bird. It's flying. That's Carol's bird. And flying is the air that we're all sitting in. And Bethany is the nest that the bird was in. And now she's flying out of the nest. How does Lisa Vanderpump do this? She does so much better than I do, okay?
I know. Ramona could never be a Vanderpump. She'd be like, this dog has 3 days left to live, which means just take it now, because I don't even want it getting all over my couch. It's just going to die anyway. Okay? It's like Ramona Pets. They're all dead.
Yeah, Ramona Pets is like, just can someone take this dog? I'm sorry. Can someone pay? I may give you $200. Can you just take this dog away from me? I don't need it. But then every Friday, come in. I'd like a cup of tea at 5 p.m. Okay?
Well, I'm expecting the worst from Bethany, because A, she has Disney villain eyebrows this year. They're all the way up to like her the top of her forehead. And they're this big kind of Betty Davis circle.
Yeah.
And then behind her head is a bowl of apples.
Like, yes. Look at me. Like, apples. Get it? Because like I hold an apple because it's like the Real Housewives of New York. Also, the big apple. Also, like, I'm going to teach you something. Like, seriously. Hashtag, like, it's an apple.
Like, literally, if like when I talk to that mirror and they're like, I'm not the first one of all, like, literally, my walls are up. I'm like, mirror, like, get off the wall, because my walls are already up, okay? Like, literally, like, what sort of mirror is that anyway? All right, like, if I, hey, you know what? What's the matter? If I want to hear something like that from a mirror, I'll just go read page six, okay? That's what I'm gonna do. Page six on the wall. Who's the fairest one of all? I don't care.
Sony's like, me? I didn't say it. I didn't say it. What? What did I do?
I can't believe you're not excited as you used to be. It's like when your dog gets old. Like, who says that to somebody?
Well, I think she's I actually took it as, ooh, like, we're not as close anymore, and I feel like she has an issue with me, and I don't know what it is.
Yeah, I got it for real.
Yeah, okay. Just want to make sure. Okay, ready for the next clip?
Yeah.
Every time we're together, you're aggressive with me.
That's not the case.
Honey, it is.
Don't call me honey.
I'm not aggressive. Don't call me honey.
Don't call me honey.
Listen, Wednesday Munster. Don't call me aggressive, okay? Wednesday Munster trying to be Cher. What are you? What is this outfit? A choker? A Cher wig? Like, what the hell are you doing? I don't even know who you are right now.
Like, literally, like, if I could speak out of both sides of my mouth right now, I would tell you in full voice that I dressed like a skunk tonight to make a social point. But unfortunately, only one side of my mouth is working tonight.
Bethany is sitting with a Cruella DeVille black and white like boa behind her, which is just more of my Disney villain theory. Also, what is this party? Because wasn't she dressed in a flapper dress before? Now she's in like a flapper outfit with like a diamond headband and a white boa and a pearl necklace. And Carol is dressed like the Cher, you know, the fancy Cher drag queen thing. So,
yeah. Weird things are happening, and the way that Bethany is sitting with her stole and with this like skunky Cruella DeVille thing behind her, she truly looks like a skunk. It looks like that's her big skunk tail, and she's in like a little skunk cloud. And now I'll, by the way, and I actually think skunks are adorable. I mean, they have obvious issues in that they are often rabid and will spray you, but that's actually what Bethany is too. So it fits.
I know, Carol. Just take a bath and some tomato sauce. You'll be okay.
Yeah. Don't call me honey. Don't call me honey.
I'm not aggressive. Don't call me honey, Harvey Weinstein. It's like, okay, Bethany, calm down.
Actually, me too. It's a crisis. Okay, Ronnie, this next clip is very special, and I'm excited for you to hear it for the very first time because it's...
Okay, then give it a countdown.
Okay. 3, 2... 1, go.
Do you think the home front has a constructive ability to make that happen?
What? What?
Let me play it again.
Do you think the home front has a constructive ability to make that happen?
Do you think the home front Kenya has a constructive ability to make that happen?
Let me say something about Kenya. It's going to happen with a home front, and Claire Deans is going to Kenya. She's a Habib, and she's going to be drinking and just jazz playing, and it's going to happen.
You know, here's what. The home front Claire Deans, I hope she marries that terrorist. She's so cute. How many terrorists got red hair in the Kenyans?
You know what?
That's what I want to know.
Yeah, the thing that I like about Claire Danes, you know, she's with Stone Phillips sometimes. She could date lines home fronts. She's a good couple. She thinks about things, my so-called teen life. She's good. She's good.
Homeland. Okay.
If she was a commercial for Homeland, that show would be the ratings would be through the roof. Like, everybody would totally watch it.
It would be great if she were like a CIA operative and it's like Mandy Patinkin be like, okay, where is the terrorist?
Here's what it says. You got a terrorist in this country, there's a terrorist in that country, we're all terrorists, we're all different countries, and we're all different, and there's CIA agents everywhere, and your John's not right.
Can I just point out another terrorist? Bethany. This very next thing I pressed pause on, Bethany, is she sitting on a private goddamn plane with her hashtag this is a crisis shirt on? Because please tell me that that's not true.
It's probably, I do believe it's probably a PJ, as Lala was saying, would say. They're probably flying down to Puerto Rico, I imagine, to do their aid, right? Because we just saw them together, and it looks like Dorinda's wearing the same t-shirt. You want to hear the clip?
Yeah, but that's the thing. Like, you're flying to Puerto Rico first class. Okay, or in a private jet.
You're a drunk. Okay. You know, I have a life now that's not the life that I expected.
Did she say you're a drunk or you're drunk?
You're a drunk.
Oh, fuck off, Bethany. You sell fucking liquor, okay? Yeah. that's like the Marlboro Man smoke shaming me. Mm-hmm. Fuck you.
She is a drunk. Like, that's the point. And that's what we love. You're all drunks. And we don't want that to change. Like, whoever said that Luann has to go into rehab, lies. Lies.
Also, still fuck you, Bethany. Like, who does that? And if you're going to do that, don't do it, like, on a private plane when she's going to help you in Puerto Rico. A-hole.
Maybe it's on the way
back. I'm already anti-Bethany, you know? Sometimes this takes me, like, half a year to get into, but I'm already primed and ready to go.
Well, by the way, I think they're on a private plane because I don't think it was... I don't think there were any commercial planes that were going down there. I think they
really
had to do
Southwest
that.
Airlines. I want to be in boarding class 18. Just go to Puerto Rico. Hashtag grasses. I'm starving.
I like to order the cheese plate, please. That gluten free because I can't do the pretzels. But you know what? The blue chips. What is the jet blue chips? I'll have some of those, please. And also the what's the Virgin American sandwich called again? I'll have one of those too. Thank you.
You gotta love waiting this long to be like, hey, maybe Dorinda's a drunk. Yeah, no shit. Please okay. Tell me you weren't the one who planned game night, you idiot.
Ready for the next clip? 3, 2, 1.
What am I gonna do? I've never been alone since I'm 20 years old.
I'm alone too.
All right.
Oh, yeah, Bethany. It's totally the same.
Yeah. I was like, okay. So this is Bethany with Jill Zarin at Bobby's funeral. Rest in peace, Bobby Zarin. And it's Jill Zarin saying, what am I going to do? I've never been alone since 20 years old. And Bethany says, I'm alone too. Like, what? Are you really trying to one-up Jill Zarin at Bobby's funeral right now? I mean,
Did Jill Zarin really just call, like, an entire camera crew and Bethany to come to this fucking funeral? These ladies really sometimes are the bottom of the barrel. No. Well, you don't get to just not speak to Jill Zarin for all this time. And, by the way, I'm totally behind you not speaking to Jill Zarin. What a cow. But all this time, and then suddenly it's okay when you go to her his funeral and look all prim and proper. No. I'm not behind it.
I want a Bethany and Jill. I want them to bury the hatchet. I actually really do. I do.
And Ramona's back.
I'm hoping that what Bethany is saying is, I'm alone too, but don't worry, like, you will survive. Because the way they cut this is, like, really obnoxious. I mean, this woman lost her husband. He died. And Bethany's like, well, I lost someone too. Like, that shouldn't really be the response, you know?
No, Bethany, you were married for, like, the length of your spinoff.
Yeah.
Bethany's it's not like, really the same thing. What an asshole thing to say. She's like, I'm alone too. And also, you're a drunk.
Anyway, I gotta go off to another city to steal some art. I got some people following me. I'm like, okay, Carmen San Diego. She's literally dressed like Carmen San Diego at this funeral. Hey, you ever been to Sofia? Yeah, Sofia. It's in Bulgaria. Yeah, look into it, huh? I gotta go. And like a safe falls.
Jill Zarin is crushed. She's like, wait a minute.
They're like, well, you've come to New York. Do you want to speak to the locals? Yeah, I'm Jill Zarin. I saw Bethany. Yeah, she went to Sofia. Okay, I'm alone.
Like, just crashes her under the weight. Okay, so we press play?
Yes.
I'm moving on. In retrospect, why did I have to get married?
Huh, Lou?
Wow, what an interesting question.
You know, guess what? You could have actually asked that, like, during present spect, not in retrospect. It's something that we all were wondering.
I think it was because you were pregnant.
This is Luann talking to her daughter, by the way, in some lovely restaurant with copper pans on the wall.
In retrospect, why did I have to get married?
What was I thinking? Am I right, girls? Am I right? Am I right? It's like, yes, Luann.
Can you believe it, girls? I got married in retrospect.
Can you believe it? In retrospect, who would have ever thought that a marriage that was based off of a two-week relationship, the guy that who slept with all my friends and Missy, would fail? Who would have thought?
Love that Missy's like a little side note. She's like one of those little things at the bottom of the page with a tiny number. What's it called?
An anecdote? I mean, a footnote?
A footnote, yeah. Thank you.
I mean, when you live in the penthouse, you just sort of assume that everything's fixed and perfect. I guess not, Victoria. In retrospect, we should have lived on perhaps a different floor.
At first, I thought Tom has so many magazines about his penthouse. And then I realized they were Coos magazines. In retrospect, why did I have to read those?
Every time I would look over at Tom and try to see who he was texting, close up his phone and go, phew, which I thought was his little joke about living in a penthouse. You know, PH. Phew. Get it?
In retrospect, I forgot what I was talking about back then.
In retrospect, I should have realized that when he grabbed my throat every time we made out, that was not a sign of love. Who knew, Victoria?
But it did. In retrospect, it did really remind me that I have a throat and I should be using it, which is why you can catch me at the Regency this Sunday night. My one-woman show called Life is a Cabaret, Old Chum. Come to the cabaret with Luann.
Life is a cabaret, old chum. Poor Luann. I really respect her spirit. You know, I watched several of the videos. One of our listeners, Heather, was there. She posted a bunch of videos. Michelle Collins was there posting a bunch of videos. And then also lots of other people on social media. Luann looked like she was having the time of her life. She really didn't hit many of her notes, but she was having the time of her life.
And then Sonia was just like throwing her vagina at everybody.
Taking off her panties.
Yeah, she was just like the grab back. You know, she's it's like, reach your hand and see what you get. Surprise, it's all Sonia.
Yeah. All right, ready for the next
one? Oh, book? Also, wait, yeah. One more thing we have to say. Speaking of Michelle Collins, just got her own series, so yeah, bitch.
Yeah,
Sirius and we'll go listen XM. To it. Congrats, Michelle.
Yeah, and listen to her podcast, which is now, I believe, named. I think she renamed it to Edit This Out, which I think is a great name. So
that is a good name. I was smoking at the screen door.
That's fine. Okay, ready for the next clip?
Yeah.
3, 2, 1.
And he has some busted up, banged up girlfriend. That's what I heard. Oh,
he has no girlfriend.
Carol told me he does.
So oh my now God. This Zayd. This is Bethany wearing Sonia's dress. and they're talking about, I'm assuming, Tom and some girl. And I just like Ramona going, he has no girlfriend. Girlfriend. Hey, girlfriend. He has no girlfriend. Girl.
Yeah, well, I heard she's some busted, banged up girlfriend, okay?
And then they show a clip of Luann with her mugshot.
Luann just reaches for her glass of wine when Bethany says this. She's God, like, no. All right, well, I guess I'll just drink this. I mean, what's the worst that's going to happen? I'm just going to get arrested in West Palm Beach.
In retrospect, why would Bethany say something like that?
I just hope she says in retrospect before everything for this entire season.
In also, retrospect, I shouldn't have done a cabaret show.
In retrospect, I should have asked Sonia to not bring her beaver.
We have to point out again, wow, what a mugshot. I mean, Luann, this is like the best mugshot of life.
Her hair looks so great. Good. That angle is just, you can't tell if she's like in on the joke, smirking at you, happy, wasted, all of the above, passing judgment on you. It's just, it's fabulous.
Yeah, she's like, I'd love to hang out, but I've got a meeting with Charlie Manson too.
I have a question for the photographer, the police photographer. Will you be coming to my cabaret show? It's going to be fabulous. Guess what? You can't come. It's sold out. Sorry. Money can't buy you class, and apparently can't buy you a ticket to my show. Sold out.
This song is from a musical called Assassins, which features one of Charles Manson's killers. Shall we, everybody? Life is a cab.
It's like wrong musical, Luann. Well, it's the only song I learned, so.
I dedicate this one to all the police officers in this station. It's a song written by the Pirates of Penzance people. Memories. No, Luann, it's wrong show.
Memories.
I just want to do a ton of Luann memory songs.
Pirates of the Penzance. No, now you're just singing Pirates of the Oklahoma with saying Pirates of Penzance.
Don't tell me not to memory, just memory.
No, that's Don't Rain on My Parade. Well, that too, Bethany.
Suddenly, Bethany is standing like in the jail cell.
Beat up, busted ass, skinky ass girlfriend. What? Carol told me.
Go, 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 Lou, man, you know what they say. Thank you, thank you. It's my own song.
It was red and yellow and Bethany and Bethany and Luann and Bethany and Tom and Tom and Tom and Bethany.
No, you're supposed to be saying colors, okay, Joseph.
Close all your jail cells to me. Put a mugshot of me on the internet. Children right, of West Palm Beach. Na, 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 na. Okay. Next shot, next clip.
Yeah.
They charge me with resisting arrest.
Can you believe it?
Can you believe it? I'm like, where? Meanwhile, Luann, she's in some store. It looks like she's shopping for Frozen costumes. I came all the way here to the Frozen Emporium to discuss this.
Unfortunately, Bethany's already bought them all.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's like, wow, they charged me with resisting arrest. Not only resisting arrest, beating the shit out of cops, and then saying, I'm going to kill you all.
She's like, I never thought I'd be capable of resisting anything because I've always been told I'm irresistible.
In retrospect, maybe I should have thought that through.
Simply irresistible. Thank you, everyone. Thank you. Thanks for coming to the show.
Simply Tom and Bethany. Okay.
I tell you, every time I see the Women's March, I feel something. Resist. Okay. Ready?
Yo.
She assaulted a police officer.
This is very embarrassing.
This is Tinsley and Sonia at a party. I like Sonia saying, this is very embarrassing. I'm like, let's look at your track record, Sonia.
No kidding. I like to imagine Sonia's just standing there with no pants on.
Anyway, I've got to go see the Nigerian football team on my yacht in Saint-Tropez.
Like, yeah, we all heard about Luann. Did you see that Sonia's not wearing pants?
This is very embarrassing. Oh, did my tooth come out again? My tooth came out.
Oh my god. So then we see Luann. I don't know, is she getting ready to go to court or something? She's like, well, got my rolling suitcase and my white jeans.
Yes. Well, why don't I play the clip? Ready? 3, 2, 1.
Luann's getting out of rehab.
I've been traveling, I've been to prison, and I just want to be close to home.
Okay. So you hear Carol saying Luann's coming out of rehab, and there's this like shot of Luann, as you mentioned, in Yolanda Foster white jeans and like a denim jacket with a scarf. She's in these fab sunglasses and a little roller suitcase, and she just sashays out like, is this how people come out of rehab? Look at me, I did it. I rehabbed.
In retrospect, I was in rehab. Hello, girls.
What a wonderful vacation stay. There was so much talking, but it was quite relaxing.
I like that she's talking about just needing a vacation, like she's just worked really hard. She's like, well, you know, been traveling the world, got out of rehab, did a cabaret show. I'm just exhausted.
I have to give this resort 0 stars on Yelp. I mean, do you know how hard it was for me to get a cocktail in here?
I mean, not even a little doobie doobie.
I'll tell you, though, every single day they came around to hear me sing. We just sat in a circle, and they're like, okay, Luann, your turn. I was like, all right, money can't buy you class. Why are you all so sad?
I'll tell you what needs some rehabilitation. Rehab. What a bore.
They know my music, though.
most boring murder dinner theater show I've ever been to.
They put me in a little room in the basement. I mean, considering I just got divorced, it would have been considerate had they put me on the top floor. I mean, not to say I've grown too accustomed to the penthouse, but it's a little weird not being near the roof, if you know what I'm saying, girls. Am I right?
What's a girl got to do to get a little pH around here, eh, rehab?
And then on the phone, she's like talking. She's like, well, wait, what does she say again? She goes,
I've been traveling, I've been to prison, and I just want to be close to home.
I've been traveling, been to prison.
It's like, so Luann, what have you been up to? Oh, you know, I went traveling, had a wonderful trip down to West Palm Beach, went to prison. I think I'm ready to go home now. I've been to China and North Carolina, but I've never been to me.
Been traveling, been to prison, but I've never been to me.
You would think that they would have just put Luann on the prisons. That way I could say I've been to me. But... Luann Correctional.
Facilities. I'm sorry for coughing at you guys.
No, I
couldn't reach the mute quickly enough.
It's okay. It's okay. Are you ready for the next clip?
I sure am.
I'm not listening to any more bullshit this year.
You're not hearing me.
She doesn't listen.
This is important. This is, I feel like, our first Ramona moment where we're actually seeing her and hearing her. And it's 1:40 into this trailer. Where has Ramona been hiding this entire trailer?
Well, she's got a lot to compete with this year. Everyone else is a drunk mess, you know, getting hauled off to prison. I think everyone had the same question when Luann was arrested, and it was, how is this not Ramona?
Yeah, or Sonia, or Dorinda. Or all of them. Why are they not all thrown in prison like some wacky 80s movie? Or like that episode of The Golden Girls where they're supposed to go see Burt Reynolds. You're going to go meet Burt Reynolds, they wind up in jail instead. And then, you know,
Sophia meets
Burt Reynolds instead. That's where I thought this was all leading to.
Oh, it's like they're all just so horrible. They could never even use that theme song. They're so mean to each other. Dorinda's like, I'm a bad, nothing to kick you. Like, you're not going to call me a drunk, especially when I've stayed sober in my own home, young lady.
What did Dorinda yell again? I just want to play it again.
I'm not listening to any more bullshit this year.
You're not hearing me.
She doesn't listen.
She doesn't listen.
I don't speak bullshit anymore.
Look how Ramona's tongue is coming out in that. She doesn't listen.
She doesn't
listen. Like a literal tongue lashing that hit the cameraman.
I can articulate as much as I want, but she doesn't listen. I don't know why Lisa Vanderpump keeps coming around here. She keeps saying that these giant planters behind me that she wants to take, and I'm like, no, you can't have planters. They're my favorite peanut, okay?
Okay.
You see those the planters back
there? Doesn't listen, okay?
Ready for the next clip?
Yeah.
You're not letting me finish.
I don't need you to finish.
Don't you dare compare your marriage to be burying my husband.
So we got some good old-fashioned Dorinda rage.
She say, don't you dare compare your what to me burying my husband?
I think her relationship. Let's see. Let's give it another try.
You're not letting me finish.
I don't need you to finish.
Don't you dare compare your marriage to me burying my husband.
Just don't compare your fucking marriage to me burying my husband. And it's like, so we got a twofer here because you have Tim's being like, you're not letting me finish. And Bethany's like, I don't need you to finish. I don't even know who you are. Like, what is this? What's going on?
I don't need you to finish. Seriously? I don't need that. What's the matter? What's the matter? Why are you crying?
Why am I finishing? Huh? Did you get your Chinese
every scene?
I finished some Chinese food. Did you get it the other night? Did you get it? Yeah? No.
Every scene of Bethany so far has been Bethany being an asshole. And then it's like, she helped someone in Puerto Rico. Oh, she's still the bitch.
Yeah. And then Dorinda is now clearly Sonia compared the failure of her marriage to the Morgan to Richard and Dorinda. And Dorinda is, I mean, she is fierce. Her veins are popping on her face.
Yes. Well, I mean, that is pretty shitty of Sonia. But of course, no one's going to yell at Bethany for comparing, you know, her shitty little short marriage to Jill Zarin being married 20 years and her husband dying.
So. Yeah, exactly.
Typical.
Here's a really, really short clip. Ready?
Yeah.
Say you're sorry.
She's remoting. Say you're sorry.
Standing up, bent over the table completely. Say you're sorry.
And there's like a lady next to her, just sort of like, fascinating. It's like someone from like National Geographic came to document this. What are these women like in the wild?
I just read an article yesterday at National Geographic hidden cams, where they just put hidden cams all over the place so they can get natural shots of the animals. This is Ramona, basically.
Yeah. And there's like some American flags behind her and an austere still life painting and
Table's a mess. Look in that picture. Everything's like knocked over. The table's a mess. It's like typical. Sit Ramona in front of the painting where everything's knocked over.
Did they just like, yeah. They took Ramona to Busch Gardens and she freaked out.
She's like MAGA, okay? It looks like she just won the presidency with all those flags behind her head.
I'm the president of this room right now, okay? Say you're sorry, okay? I'm sorry, but I need you to say you're sorry, okay?
Yeah, sorry. It was about the emails, okay? I'm sorry. There, I said it.
Could you tell Robert Mullins that I'm sorry? I'm sorry that I wanted Russian dressing, okay? I'm sorry.
Tell Robert Fuller House that I am sick of his show on Netflix and I'm no longer paying for the service. Okay?
All right, ready? The next clip?
Yeah. Even prison bitches have their one person they're loyal to. What?
Sonia trying to make an analogy. Bethany speaks for all of us. Wait, what? Huh?
Every crazy bitches have someone they're loyal to. I don't know who she's referring to. I'm assuming Carol.
Well, she said, even, yeah, maybe.
Bethany,
I don't know.
Or maybe she's saying to Bethany, like, you've got to at least be loyal to one person. Like, stop being mean to Carol. I'd like to think she's saying that.
Even prison bitches are loyal to one person. Which yeah, I'm not Bethany's sure about
that. Wearing black and white stripes, by the way, in this scene. Just like, could you enjoy Luann being thrown in prison anymore, Bethany?
It's a crisis, huh? So, okay. Next clip. Ready? Clip.
She called me a convict. Say it. Forget it.
Right.
Write it, regret it.
Right, but you're so right.
So, first we have Luann at the top saying, she called me a convict. You're the one who said you went to prison.
You're literally a convict. Oh, wait, she hasn't been convicted yet, right?
Yes.
Give it time. Visiting.
Give it a time.
Yeah, that's my sequel cabaret show.
Yeah. Convict-a-lay. Convict-burlay. That sounds better.
Don't give away the entire plot to my whole novel series. And then what does Dorinda say? She's like, Riley, really, forget it. Riley, paint it, wet it, drink it, pink it. Okay.
Yeah, she goes, say it, forget it, write it, regret it.
Dorinda's like, that the truth.
And Ramona's like, I completely agree. Okay, now say that again. Spray it. Spray it. Don't say it, right? Is that how it goes? No. Write it, type it, send it, CC it, BCC it, red receipt, edit subject, reply,
DM it.
Reply
DM it. Okay.
Dorinda's just reading a manual for something. Turn on. Make sure connected to a power source.
AWSE. Like, are you just reading a compass now?
Warning. Failure to comply with the rules could lead to electric shock.
This has been a deadly emergency broadcast. Write it down, system. Write it down, regret it. And
take... The speed limit is 35 miles per hour, you know? What can I say? Big Mac, McDLT, a quarter pound, some cheese, fish, a hamburger, cheeseburger, happy meal. John.
Hold the pickles, hold the lettuce, special orders, sandwich, salad. All we ask is that you let us have it your way, okay?
Okay, thank you. Exactly.
Hey, it takes a lick and keeps on ticking. You know what I'm saying?
How many licks does it take to get in the middle of a Klondike bar?
Where's the beef, huh? Where's the beef? I'm loving it. Okay, ready?
Yeah.
Shut your mouth and shut your f***ing legs. I am a vengeful bitch.
You need to rip off all the sh**.
So this is important. First, on a macro note, I love the introduction of Ode to Joy into the trailer. It just sets a tone that is so true to what we're going through.
Every year it's something. Remember last year? I forgot what last year was.
It's the only show where they get there's enough craziness in the show that they can do my favorite thing in a trailer, which is when you put some, like, you know, classical music to set the tone. You know, I love that.
They've injected a lot of art into this trailer. They're like, look, it's the American Revolution. And then Ramona telling everybody to shut up at the same time.
Yeah. Wait, so now what do we have going on here? We have Tinsley's barking, right? What does she say?
She says, shut your mouth and shut your legs to Sonia. And Sonia's like, oh my God, I'm so sorry.
Sonia's like, I'm not eating crab legs. And then Dorinda's like, I'm a vengeful bitch.
Yeah. And you know Dorinda's drunk because her hair is insanely huge and crazy and amazing. And then Bethany's like, you just gotta rip the shit off. I was like, what are you, still in Puerto Rico? Because you know that was her advice. She's like, come here, Tio. Rip that shit off.
And it looks like she is a miniature person sitting on a giant upholstered couch. Because the whole wall is just looks like an upholstery. So I like to think that she's sitting in the little corner of a couch. Like, she's like, she got, hey, honey, I shrunk the Bethany, huh? You know what, huh? I'm going to use this Cheerio as like an inner tube, okay? Huh?
When we pressed pause and I went, and then coughed myself to death, it's because... When I pressed pause, it was this shot of Ramona on the phone. Look at her face and still. Oh. It's terrifying.
Oh, well, wait to hear what she says. This might be my favorite audio clip of the trailer. Ready?
Okay.
Oops, I pressed the wrong button. Okay, are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay.
You don't support other women.
You don't support other women.
You don't support other women.
Slut.
Ramona, the leader of New Wave feminism. You don't support other women. All I'm saying is that you do a terrible work with your business, and no one likes your job, and you're an ugly slut. That's what I'm saying, okay?
There's a reason your man left you, okay?
It's because you don't support other women.
Yeah, can we just have a montage of clips of Ramona supporting other women?
Yeah. Every man is going to leave you because you pushed them away, Bethany, okay?
Remember when you were in a pornographic movie film about pornography and nudity and pornography? What is your daughter going to think, Bethany?
You don't support other women. I'm sorry, but it's true. You know what I like to support? I will support three women all the time. First, I like to support a short woman. Then I like to support a tall woman with holding three lines. And then the third woman just has some water, and I support her. I support all three women. And guess what? They're all Avery's age, and we're all friends, okay?
They don't even know that I'm a different age than them, okay? I support other girls my age, 22.
Okay, ready for the next one?
Yeah.
Luann is a loser.
Excuse me?
He left your ass.
You apologize!
Luann is a loser.
Excuse me?
Excuse me? I'm sorry. It's hard to hear things up here in the penthouse.
If I'm such a loser, then why did they offer me a plea deal?
I'm sorry, who else here has gotten a deal recently? I did. Please.
Let's make a deal. Always wanted to be on that show. I said no. Wait till the big prize, girls.
I love that she... Oh, sorry, babe.
No, you go.
I was just going to say, I love that she said no to a plea deal so she could be sure to do her cabaret show. Because you know that was her real reasoning behind it. She's like, I can't go to prison. I have to do my cabaret show. Tommy Tune's going to be there.
Listen, I've always been very certain about one thing. Never be afraid to walk away from a deal. So when they offered me the plea deal, I said no. Come back to me with something that matters.
And then you've got Dorinda going, he left your ass, to Sonia, presumably in the same dead husband fight.
Yeah, and then Sonia saying, what did she say? Apologize right now, or something like that, right?
You apologize!
You apologize! So good.
Okay.
This is, I think this is going to be our last clip. Ready?
Yeah.
This is going to take us all the way to the end.
You're on your own, babe.
I'm ride or die, honey.
Enough!
No! Ah! I wanted a bite.
I'm ride or die, honey.
Don't call me honey.
No seatbelt.
Keep calling me honey. I don't want to be called honey. All right? I'm not honey. You know what? When I see that movie, Honey, I Shrunk the Kids, Honey, I Shrunk the Bethany, I'm like, don't call me honey. Just say you shrunk me. You just shrunk me. You shrunk me. That's all you have to say. You shrunk me. I get it. I'm small. You think I don't realize I'm shrunk? And that's the size of a building to me. You think I don't know? Huh?
You don't think I'm Rick Moranis here? Come on.
Yeah.
I'm right and die because I hate seatbelts. All of you. So Bethany, of course, called it. And of course, it's not that hard to call it when Bethany's just going to turn on somebody for no reason, which is what she does this fucking season. So congratulations, you monster.
I'm interested in how this plays out because a lot of these shots look like they came from like a few. It looked like they were just like a few events that they pulled their footage from. And so I'm excited to see all the stuff that fills in this between these events, you know, because we saw a lot of the flapper stuff. We saw a lot of the crisis stuff. We could just sort of see. I felt like we were only looking at a total of like seven different scenes in this trailer. So I feel like there's so much more to show. And oh my God, my fingers are so crossed for that boat situation. So crossed.
Oh, it's going to be so good. I can't believe it's even going to be back this soon. It feels like it just went off the air.
April 4th, which is same night that Southern Charm is coming back. It's also the night of our DC show. So that's a slight shame in the timing. If our show had been on Thursday, we could have covered it at the DC show, but alas.
Oh, damn it.
I know.
Well, we'll be doing it, I'm sure, at the one after.
The one after will be Irvine. Well, our Irvine show's on a Sunday. I mean, Why not? Should we? Well, we'll figure it out.
Well, wait. What is April 4th? What day is
April 4th is a Wednesday.
Oh, damn.
And I think that we're doing April 3rd and April 4th in D.C. Yeah.
Holler.
Holler.
All right. We'll wrap this little bitch up, Ben.
Well, it's actually Friday, so we have to do some Crappin's mailbag.
Well, let's do it. Not we have to. We get to.
Yeah, we get to. We get to. Of course, I don't have the music ready to go. Oh, here we go.
Don't call me honey.
Yeah, don't call me
honey.
That's
what the goat said.
Yeah. The goat's like, bah, I've been traveling. Bah, I've been in prison. Bah.
I've been in a mailbag. It's a sheep, I think.
Yes. So, okay. So, Allison King says, inspired by your Chicago discussion a while back, who would you cast from Vanderpump Rules as Roxy, Velma, Billy, Mama, Morton, Amos, whatever, all, who would you cast in Chicago from Vanderpump Rules? And if you're inspired, what would the Cell Block Tango Girls say instead of Pop Six Squish, Cicero Lipschitz? this is theater right going on right here.
Sheena would be Roxy, because Roxy's the one who's new, right?
Yeah.
And Sheena, I mean, it's been like 6 years, but still, Sheena was the new girl when she came in. And she's like, what did I do?
He had it coming because he's so good at everything. Like, I timed him for 7 minutes. It, like, didn't come until... It came in, like... Rob had it come in, like, 5 minutes. He's so fast with having it coming to him.
Robert, seriously? Foxy, Roxy, Rob. Like, seriously. She's only singing about him the whole time, never herself.
I mean, I don't know the song well enough or the musical well enough to remember. Mama Morton would have to probably be Vanderpump Rules. Or, I mean, Lisa Vanderpump, right? I mean, I guess Stassi would want
to. If you're good to Mama, Mama's good to you. Yeah, she has to be Mama Morton, even though I would like her to have a bigger role, but hey.
Well, Stassi, I think, is Velma, right? Like the queen bee of the prison?
Yes, Stassi would be Velma, for sure. Right. She's and like, all that jazz AF. All that jacks. Yeah. And all that jacks. Come on, babe. Why don't you paint over your scabs because you got them from Jacks AF. And all that jacks.
What about Billy? Who would be Billy? I don't know.
Billy's so new. I think she's just one of the girls with a boa who's like, he had to come in. He had to come in. You know, she's like in the back.
Oh, I thought Billy was the lawyer.
Oh, Billy Flynn, the lawyer. I thought you meant Billy Lee from Vanderpump Rules.
Yeah, no. Billy Lee is clearly the one who is like speaking Russian and is like, no, not me. No. Like the one who's like accidentally jailed. And like when she pulls out the red ribbon, it's like sad. It's like, she had it coming.
She had it coming. Ba-dum. Boom.
Kristen probably is all these words. Kristen probably like, pop six squish, oh, Cicero Lipschitz, seriously. 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 Cicero. Uh-oh.
Lipschitz.
Katie is like,
yes, that is a good call.
This Cell Block Tango is like a convenient narrative.
I think... Actually, Billy Lee could be the one who's the reporter, the lady. Oh, no, Kristen would have to. Well, no, we've already cast Kristen. I don't want Katie in my musical. Keep her out of it. No, Lala is like too much of a hoe bag. She has to be one of the main girls with the boa. I just can't think of which. Billy Flynn, I guess, would be Ken.
Is there flexibility for Tom Sandoval being the reporter? Like,
I have some questions, dude.
But he sings like this. Or it sings like a soprano song.
Maybe it's for like Diana.
Billy Flynn is Ken, just making, you know, everybody sound like it's totally, every decision sound like it's totally reasonable, you know.
Sadly, it did need to be up to more inches. You know, I'll stand by James Kennedy. Knock his rock out.
Let's give him the old razzle-dazzle, okay? James Kennedy, you get over there in the corner of a pizza oven, okay? I'll knock your spark out.
Ken came up with the best idea to give them razzle-dazzle.
So let's see. Daffy1227 asks, hey, or says, hey girl, My husband said I was too suggestible because I bought a bread maker. I stomped out of the room shouting. You can eat your HelloFresh alone. I plopped on my Casper mattress, reached for my Sherry's Berries, and spent the night reading articles off my texture app. Do you think buying a bread maker after hearing good things about it is suggestible? No, I think it's reasonable.
Yeah, but don't you remember why I brought a bread maker? Because I think Ben said something about a bread maker, and then I went online and bought a bread maker.
Yeah, but you didn't give your bread maker a shot in my book.
I gave it so many pounds, okay? Like, I'm literally still wearing that fucking bread maker around my waist. I tried many, many different recipes, many loaves. None of them were as good as the 99-cent spread at Whole Foods.
I don't get that. I think anyone who has a bread maker will agree that fresh bread out of the bread maker is amazing. I mean, it looks weird. It looks like a little sort of cube.
Well, it's not that. It's just so heavy and yeasty. I don't like it.
No, mine came out fluffy and delicious.
Okay, you can make bread. Great. No,
maybe you just had a bad machine or you had a bad recipe. You just weren't following the rules.
I just suck at it. I mean, I've really worked a long time at cooking and getting good at stuff, and bread is just one thing I cannot do. I've never been able to do it well. I can do biscuits okay, but that's mostly because I throw in so much fat that it makes it work. You know, like, who's going to say no to butter and cheese and cream cheese and flour?
Someone who's lactose intolerant, probably. Yeah. But you know what, though? I did go to Sprouts this week, and I got one of those loaves that was like, stick it in an oven at 400 degrees for 7 to 10 minutes, and you'll be good to go. And I did it, and I was like, this is awesome.
Yeah, I think that's just more my style, because also, I live in like a little tiny place, and I have this little tiny galley kitchen where you have to walk sideways in the kitchen. And I'm a big guy, but everybody has to walk in sideways. Like, you can't turn around properly in it. And the bread machine was, you know, like half the size of my fridge.
They are bulky. I keep mine in like a cupboard, and then I pull it out when necessary. I just got my very first teapot, and I used it this morning, which I'm very excited about. And like, getting a teapot, you would think you just buy a teapot, but if you look on Amazon, like, all the teapots have like mixed reviews, and I'm like, why? And everyone's like, well, mine melted, like leaks hot. It's like all these teapots have these weird idiosyncratic issues, so you have to do like a lot of research just to get a stupid $20 teapot. But I finally got one.
Amazon is becoming the new dollar store, where like you really have to be careful at this point what you get from there, because it's just crap. Like, I've bought so much from Amazon lately that has just been shit. It falls apart the second it gets here. It comes in this humongous box. It's like 18 times the size of what I ordered.
Yeah, my teapot came in a huge box for a little teapot. It was huge.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm trusting Amazon less and less, gotta say.
I still trust it greatly. And I splurged a little bit. For years and years, I've contemplated whether or not I should get a stand mixer, and I finally got one. And people on Twitter were so helpful. I was like, "What? Which one should I get? Should it be like 6-quart or 5-quart? Should it be the tilt head or the one that da 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 da?" And for those who are wondering, I got the 6-quart one, stainless steel bowl, and I got the bowl lift instead of the tilt, because it has a better engine. And I'm very excited to use it.
Well, Bueller's very excited for you, too, as you could just hear.
Yeah,
sorry.
Well, maybe that's a sign from above that it's time to wrap up this mailbag, and maybe...
I have to ask you something.
Yes.
What was the first thing you made in your mixer? It's a very important thing. It's your new baby.
I know. I just got it yesterday. I don't know what it's going to be. I have to... I don't know.
Oh, my God. I'm so excited for
you,
babe.
What would you like me to make? What would you like me to make in it?
Oh, my gosh. I can't. It's too personal of a decision.
I will say that what precipitated this is that I had a hand mixer. I've had a hand mixer for years and years, and I've always had the mindset, like, a mixer is nice, but like, why would I spend like all that money when I can just do a hand mixer, you know? And everyone's like, but you have to get a KitchenAid, you have to get one. And I was like, no. But then the things rusted over, and I was like, I should probably get a new hand mixer. And then I went and was visiting my friend Michelle in New York, not Michelle Collins. And she's always been very hand mixery. And then I noticed that she's been very pro hand mixer, and I noticed that she had a KitchenAid. I was like, wait, you got a KitchenAid? She goes, honestly, I did, and it's been amazing. And I felt like, you know what? Michelle did it. I think it's a sign. I think I should do it too. I'm going to take the plunge. So
wow, everybody has a mixer now. We need to have a bake-off.
You have one too, right?
Oh, hell yeah. I've had a KitchenAid forever. I love me some bacon, girl.
I know you like baking, but I didn't know you had a... I didn't know if you did a hand mixer or a KitchenAid.
Oh, never a hand mixer. I love putting everything in there.
Which one do you have?
I have one of the refurbs with the metal gears because the new ones are all made with plastic gears. And by the way, I know this because I'm an obsessive human being and it took me 2 weeks to shop back in the day when I was buying this. Mm-hmm. And all these housewives are like, screw the plastic ones. The metal gears are where it's at. I don't know that it makes a difference, but I feel very fancy. So I had to say metal gears.
Yeah, you did text me that, but I had already purchased it. Yeah.
Yeah. And it's a lift.
Oh, so yeah.
Lift one.
The lift one, though, it's like weird getting the bowl in there. You have to sort of, I feel like I have like, I'm having like a miniature fight with the machine every time. Cause you have to be like, you have to align it over these like little pyramids and then push it really hard. And it's like,
you still like, have to do that with the other one.
With a non-lift?
Yeah.
Really?
The one that tilts? Yeah, because the bowl has to fit through those little triangle knob things, and then it has to be sitting on the stand the right way, or it'll be like, clink, 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 clunk, 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 clink, 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 clink. Also, I've been there. That was during some double chocolate cookies. It didn't really work out.
I'm just excited. I think I made Ina Garten's... blondies for the Super Bowl this year and they were fabulous, so I kind of want to make those again. Or I don't know, I'm gonna think about it this afternoon.
I'm gonna go get me some brown sugar and some sugar and some chocolate chips and some nuts and stuff so I can make some cookies, because you see, Daffy, I'm just as easily influenced.
Yes.
Now
maybe
I'll just make
some cookies. Maybe I'll just keep it simple. I'll just make some cookies and just call it a day.
Well, cookies are the best thing to learn how to just make really quickly, because they don't take that long, and God, they're quick. I mean, they're delicious.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I'm making cookies. Bye.
Oh, my God. I'm going to bake something. I'm going to bake something, and it's going to be real good.
A little something, something.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, let's close up this mailbag. That was some fun discussion in the mailbag. If you want to contribute, just go to Patreon and support the mailbag level or above, and you can write things. We have a ton of questions that we are going to be continuing to go through over the next few weeks. Really good stuff. So be patient if you don't hear a question right away. We always make sure to get to every single one. Yes. So in the meantime, everyone have a wonderful Oscar weekend. Make sure you enjoy it or not. And we're going to be back on Monday to talk Top Chef, the penultimate episode of the season. Should be a good, good time. Thanks, everyone, for a wonderful week. And
love you guys.
Yeah, have a great day. Bye.
Talk next time.
I'm Ian Dell from Kemian Technology. We export all over the world. We got a big inquiry in from Italy for our insect repellent. Knowing absolutely nothing, speaking hardly a word of the language, the Department for International Trade have helped us out directly with finance and support with market knowledge and market studies. Jumping on a plane to see that Italian customer was probably the best business decision we ever made. If we can, you can. Search Exporting is Great.
Welcome to Bose Recommends. This is the place to discover your new favorite podcast. Every week, we listen to hundreds of shows to bring you our favorites. And this is one we think you're going to love.
Hello there. I'm Pete Donaldson, and I'm a member of the four-man football extravaganza that is the Football Ramble. We want to say a big thanks to Bose for giving us the chance to be part of Bose Recommends, for supporting us and many other new and up-and-coming podcasts. We really do appreciate it. Every week on the Football Ramble, me and my three Ramble compadres cast an eye, 8 eyes in fact, over the footballing issues of the day. From Chelsea loanees to haircuts, from baby teeth to VAR, to the Michael Essien statue and trebuchets, a personal favourite. If Bose recommends the Football Ramble, shouldn't you be listening? Take a shufti and subscribe to the Football Ramble on Acast, iTunes, or your favourite podcast provider.
That was this week's Bose Recommends, the place to discover your new favourite show. If you want to find out how you can enjoy podcasts and even better sound quality, visit bose.co.uk. Bose, get closer.